Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. We're ready to start our last activity for May. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Let's write our names. Find a pencil. Let's write our names at the top of our paper.
Oh, let's write neatly. Don't go sloppy. I should be able to read it, and so should you.
And then you can put your pencil down because you know we're going to color first. Okay, so ready? This is what I want you to look for. Ready? O-A-G. O-A-G. Log, boys and girls. There are three logs in our picture. Do you see them? There's one back by the tree, one, and another one back by the tree, two, and then one in the middle with a snail on it. Do you see? Three. Now, I don't want you to be confused. Do you see what the girl kneeling down in front of that big tree and it's cut in half? That's a tree stump. We're not going to color those. We're looking for the logs that are laying down sideways. Kind of looks like a Tootsie Roll. Yeah. Okay, find your brown crayon. Let's color the tree logs that are laying down that look kind of like a Tootsie Roll. Let's color those brown. Got it. Just want to make sure nobody colors the tree stumps by accident. So we're coloring the logs. Logs. Now, I sounded it out for you when we first started, so maybe you can tell me the sounds in log. Tell me the sounds in log. Good. O-A-G. Log. Log belongs in the og word family. If we take away the O in log and change it to d, what would we get? Yes, dog. Log and dog belong in the og word family. Okay, put down your brown crayon. Now let's color the leaves and the grass underneath the logs green. There's some leaves sticking out and some grass underneath them. Color that green for all three. All three. What would we have if we took away the d in dog and changed it to f? Fog. Fog is like the cloudiness that comes down low, kind of makes things outside look blurry a little bit. Yeah. Put down your green crayons. Now let's color the trees, but hold it. I want you to pick five trees to color the top part green, the leafy part green, not the tree trunks. Pick five to color green at the top. You pick the five you want. Okay? You pick the five you want. Pick five. Color the top part green. So one, two, three. You with me? We're doing the top part green on five trees. Four. And go behind the code. The ones that are a little bit covered up, that's okay. Still color them. Five. So if you're only coloring a little bit, that's okay. Go behind the code. All right. You should have five green trees at the top. I'm going to double check mine. One, two, three, four, five. All right. We're going to color the rest of the top, the trees at the top. Orange, like they're turning colors. The rest are going to be orange. So find an orange crayon. I'm already going. I hope you're with me. So we have five green ones. We're going to color the rest orange. We're just doing the top, the leafy part, the cloudy looking part, the leafy part. And it's okay if the code, the QR code is covering it up. Just go by, just, you know, go do the parts you can. Do the parts you can. All right. Almost done. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Now take your brown crayon and let's color the trunks. If something's in front of it, go around it, but color the tree trunks.
Color the tree trunks.
Boys and girls, tree and trunk begin the same way. They're an R blend. It's an R blend. It's the T, and R, come together and say tr. Sometimes when you say tree, it kind of sounds like ch, 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 but it's a T and an R for tree, tree, and trunk, and train. It's called an R blend because it's tr, tr, before we get to our vowel, the E part. Okay, I'm almost done with my last tree trunk. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Go ahead and put down all your crayons. Now, here's what I want us to do with all those trees. I want us to make a number sentence. That's why I had us color those trees different colors. So how many green trees do we have? Let's count them again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So that's going to be the first number in our number sentence. How many orange trees? 1, 2, 3. So 5 plus 3. Let's count them in all to find the answer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So 5 plus 3 equals 8. That's our number sentence. I love it. Okay, now scoot down back to the bottom of your picture where the kids are looking at all the snails. Can you find something down there that's this word? Ready? L-E-F. L-E-F. Yes, leaf. Do you see some leaves on the ground? Do you see the polka dotted leaves? Let's color the polka dotted leaves red. Any kind of red will work for me. I'm just going to use a regular red. So their polka dotted leaves, color those ones red. How many polka dotted leaves do you see? I see 2. 1, 2. Okay. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Put down your red crayon. And then do you see the plain leaves? They don't have any polka dots on them at all. Let's color those yellow. Color the plain leaves yellow. 1, 2, and 3. Okay, so you should have 2 red leaves and 3 yellow leaves. We're going to make that into a number sentence. So 2 plus 3 equals, let's count them all up. Touch the leaves and count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 2 plus 3 equals 5. Good job. All right, now let's color the tree trunks of the stumps. The stumps, the 2 trees that have been cut in half for whatever reason. How many do you see? Yes, there's 2. Let's color them brown. These are the tree stumps. Stumps. What is the beginning sound in stump? St, st, S-T. That's an S blend. S-T. St, st. What's the ending sound in stump? What do you hear at the ending sound of stump? Yes, a P. It belongs in the ump word family like j, j, jump. You could jump on the stump. You could jump off the stump. What about lump, lump? Be careful or you'll land in a lump. You could jump off the stump, but be careful or you'll land in a lump, lump, lump. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Okay, boys and girls, we have some snails in our picture. There's quite a few snails. So let's get started with, first of all, find, let's do purple. Find a purple crayon And do you see the snails on the tree stumps? We had to go around them. Let's color both of those purple. The whole thing. Just color the whole snail on both of those purple. So we have one, and the one in front of the girl, two. All right. They're going snail collecting. Okay, put down your purple crayon. Find an orange crayon. Do you see the one the boy is holding? Let's color the one that the boy is holding orange. What do you hear at the beginning of the word snail? Snail. Yep, S. It's an S blend too, but it doesn't say stump. It doesn't have a st. It has a sn. Do you see the one that the girl is holding? Let's color that one orange too. They're brave. I'm not sure I would want to hold a snail. What's the last sound you hear in snail? The last sound, the ending sound. Yep, L. Okay, do you see the snail on the log? Let's color the snail on the log orange. It's in the middle. Remember we colored the logs at the very beginning. They're the ones that look like Tootsie Rolls. Okay, and then last one, do you see the snail inside the snail box, like the kit, the bug box? See that one? Color that one orange too. I don't know what to call that. Snail kit? Snail bug box? Not sure. Okay, put down your orange crayon. Let's make another number sentence. Boys and girls, how many snails did we color purple? One, two. How many snails did we color orange? One, two, three, four. So it would be two. Did you notice what I just noticed? There's a snail in front of the tree stump where the girl is. Did you see that one? And you didn't tell me? Let's color it orange. Oh my goodness, I missed it. If you already colored it, you're amazing. I missed it. Whoa, that was a close one. Whoa, I hope that you were trying to tell me. All right, let's do this again. We have two purple snails. Now let's count all the orange ones. One, two, three, four, five. So we need to do 2 + 5. Let's count all the snails. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 2 + 5 = 7. Okay, do you see the bug box next to the girl holding a snail, standing up? Let's color that bug box blue. Color the handle and the top part blue. I'm not going to color the inside blue. I'm going to leave it open, but you can if you want to. I'm just going to color the outside, the trim, the border blue, and the floor of it blue, because we could put a snail in there. Okay, put down your blue crayon, and then let's color the other bug box. Let's color that one red. Again, I'm just going to do the outside and the handle. But you can color the inside if you want to. That's up to you. Hey, there's a leaf inside this bug box. We didn't color that, but that's okay. That's all right. We were just looking for leaves on the ground. Okay, put down your red crayon and find your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of work at the bottom. Okay, do you see the log? There is the word family that we've been working on, or we started to work on it. Og, see it? O-G. We need to put the beginning sound for log. L. L-O-G. Circle O-G. That's our og word family. Scoot over, see it? There's our word family, O-G. And we have a dog, so we need to put the beginning sound for dog. What do we need? D. Circle O-G and dog. That's the same word family. Scoot over. Oh, look, it's fog. It's clouds that come way down low. It belongs in the og word family. So we're going to write fog. F-O-G. We have to have that O-G word family. Circle O-G and fog. So we have, let's read it. Go across and read it for me. Log, dog, fog. Now scoot down to the sentence. I see some snails. That's our picture clue. So I'm going to read this. You point to the words. Ready? I see some snails. I just said that for our picture clue. Let's read it together. Point to the words and read it with me. I see some snails. Do you see the circle after the letter S? Trace that circle for me. And put a period in there. This is a telling sentence. I'm telling you, I see some snails. Surely you do too. They're all over the picture. Okay, go back to the beginning of the sentence where it has that I. That does not look right for the beginning of our sentence. Trace those two lines under the I. That's our reminder to start with what? Yes, a capital. So we're going to copy this sentence on the line, go right underneath the letter I, and copy the I. I, but make it a capital. Make it a capital. Cross the top, cross the bottom. Finger space. What's the next word? C-S-E-E. Finger space. What's the next word? Some. S. Write neatly. O-M-E. I see some. What's our last word? Snails. S-N-A-I-L-S. And don't forget your period. Put your period on the line. I see some snails. All right, scoot down. We're going to do some addition sentences. Do you see the number sentence? It says 6 plus 4. We're going to use the number line. Look down. There's a big long line with numbers on it. We're going to use the number line to find the answer to 6 plus 4. See how the first number is 6? I circled 6 on the number line because that's our first number. So trace the circle around the 6. Trace that with your pencil. And the second number, it's 6 plus what? 4. So we're going to hop 4 times on the number line. Trace the hops for me. 1, 2, 3, 4. What did we land on? 10. Put a box around the 10. That means 6 plus 4 equals 10. So come back up here where it says 6 plus 4 equals, write it on the line, 10. That's one way to find an answer to a problem, to an addition problem. Another way is use your fingers. So scoot over, see these fingers? Let's count them. 1, 2, 3. Count the next ones. 4, 5, 6. Write 6 on the line. But let's make an addition sentence for those fingers. Scoot across. See, it says blank plus blank equals blank. We're going to write a number sentence for those fingers. How many fingers are on the first hand? 1, 2, 3. Write it down on that first line. 3 plus. How many are on the next hand? 3. And what is 3 plus 3? Equals 6. You should have written 3 plus 3 equals 6 in that last box on the bottom. We did it. That's because you rock and I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.